What an interesting question. For what were you born? For what purpose did you come into the world? See, Jesus knew the answer to that for himself. But do we? We can. That's really our generic purpose for living, is to figure out our purpose in life. For what was I born? For what did I come into the world to accomplish? And yet, probably the most profound question in life we let slide so often without a clear answer. And it's not just to exist. God is a God of purpose, a God of meaning, a God who is carrying out a divine destiny in this world. Sometimes pretty confusing to us when we look at the world around us, when we see the poverty, when we see the hunger right here in our own country, when we experience so much sickness and pain and sorrow and death and violence and terrorism. It's sometimes hard to believe that God's divine plan is in action. And it's even harder to believe when we don't know our place in that divine destiny. We're even more confused when we haven't figured out, for what was I born? There Jesus was, standing before Pilate because the Jews wanted his life. They wanted to kill him. He was threatening their authority. He was challenging their way of life. They wanted him dead. They didn't want him in prison. They wanted him dead. And they didn't have the authority to do that. They had lost their power because they had been conquered so many years ago. And now the Romans had taken over the reign of this tiny little country, 50 miles wide and 150 miles long, smaller than most of our states. And so they had to have charges. They had to come up with something that the Romans might buy into. And so they go to Pilate and say, well, he's proclaimed that he's a king and he has a kingdom. And that is a threat to the Roman Empire that requires the death penalty. And so Pilate, doing his duty, asks about his kingship. And Jesus shares, you know, very little. When Pilate asked him, are you the king of the Jews? But he goes on to explain, my kingship is not of this world. If my kingship were of this world, my servants would fight that I might not be handed over to the Jews. My kingdom would be just like your kingdom. It's all settled with power, with fighting, with struggling, with violence. That's not my kingdom. That's the way earthly kingdoms control things ultimately, with the threat of death. It's not a kingdom with the promise of life. And I think Pilate, in his frustration, says, so you are a king. I mean, if you have a kingdom, then you have to be a king. And Jesus said, you say that I am, you know, trying to turn the words on him. You say that I am a king. For this I was born. And for this I came into the world, to bear witness to the truth. You might say the Gospel of John is the Gospel of truth. That's where truth is talked about more than any other book in the Bible. Jesus' kingdom is a kingdom of truth because it originates with the Creator of everything that is. The Creator that called us into being before the foundation of the world. the Creator who decided what time in history our spiritual image would become a human image with a specific purpose, with a specific destiny, with a specific goal for our lives that we might know for what we were born. And why we came into the world at this time in history. Just as Jesus knew why he came into the world at that particular time in history. And he came because he was to bear witness to the truth. And Pilate asked, what is truth? And philosophers and politicians and every kind of people, all of us, ask the same question all of the time. What is truth? And I think for most people, truth is whatever I want to believe. If I want it enough and I want to believe it, that's truth for me. And because we're privileged to live in a democracy and have no idea what it is to live under a king and under that kind of rule or that kind of oppression, we feel it's our right to define truth. Or we can get a group of people together and they define it. Might be a group of scientists, it might be a group of theologians, it might be some group that we elect officials to. But the reality is, truth is grounded in the Creator, not in us. It's our job to find the truth. You know, I think, unfortunately, we don't live lives that are directed by seeking the truth. We spend most of our lives seeking agreement. We want people to agree with our point of view. We want people to see things our way. We want to gather with people that are like us. And we really don't care about the truth because we define it, and that really devalues it. Because we define it. A truth worthy of giving one's life to has to come from a bigger, better place than one of us or a group of us or all of us. And Jesus knew that was why he was born, and that's why he came into the world. Psalm 111 says, the sum of thy word is truth. So it is any wonder that the Gospel of John starts out, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God and was with God. And later on it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. God was breaking into the world that we might know the truth. His Word is truth. The answer to the question, for what was I born, is in His Word, if we spend time in His Word, faithfully seeking His direction. Why we came into the world at the time we were born, that answer is in God's truth, in God's Word, if we spend diligent time in that Word, seeking that truth applied to my life. Not all of these people out here, not something for theologians and seminaries, not something for philosophers and politicians, but for me. God's truth for my life. That's why he came. In the fourth chapter of John, when the woman at the well has met Jesus and realized that he is the Messiah, he tells her, the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such the Father seeks to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus came that we might drop all of the false images and goals that we set up in our lives that blind us to the truth about life. that cause us to buy in to all of the advertising we see, particularly at this time of year, of all of the things we need, of all of the things that's going to validate our worth, of all the purchases that we can make to be good people and to experience life to the fullest as defined by this world. But Jesus came that we might be freed from many of those lies and false images about what's going to bring us happiness and joy and peace in our lives. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Well, I'm free. I'm an American. I live in America. I'm free. Gee, all the lies and hypocrisies we buy into, all the falsehoods we live by, that we can't even be honest in our closest relationships as husbands and wives and parents and children, much less church members, because we've got to keep up our image. We can't let people in there and find out the truth about who I really am. So I've got to conspire with the rest of the world to live the way the world says we're supposed to live, to be a part of this kingdom instead of his kingdom. So we build a house of lies to live in because, quite frankly, we're frightened that if the people around us knew the truth about who we really are, how we really think, we wouldn't be loved and we wouldn't be accepted. And yet, here comes someone whose words ring down through history and say, the only way you'll really be free is in me. And bring yourself to me, because I'm going to love you. It amazes me the people that come to counseling. I don't know, I guess it shouldn't amaze me. And deep down, most of the issues are about being loved. And when they find love and acceptance in the pastoral counselor, or possibly any counselor, they sometimes seem dumbfounded. How can you know all this mess about me and still love me? When are you going to give up on me? Because I know countless people in my life who have given up on me when they found out about who I really was. When they found out about my past, when they found out about my history, people usually give up on me if I don't behave the way they want me to and play the game the way they want me to and live life the way they want me to. When are you going to give up on me? Now, if we were all honest, don't some of those questions go through our minds? If we were really open and free. Then Jesus, when he was planning to leave, says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. You see, not only was it Jesus' purpose and reason for being born to share the truth with us, so we'd have a better frame of reference from which to live our lives, he also, when he went away as Jesus the man who risked everything to share that truth, died for sharing that truth. He sent the Holy Spirit to constantly be available to lead us towards the truth, which is where? In the living word. You know, I've about decided the reason people don't go to scriptures and read them and live into them and seek God's word is because we don't want Christ Jesus to reign in our lives. We want to be in charge. And if we went to this word and lived into it, we might see ourselves as we really are and have to change and realize we need his help to get by. And wouldn't that be disturbing that we couldn't do it on our own? That we need somebody like Jesus to help us live our lives. But you see, that's what submitting to a king is all about, is realizing my life is better under your reign and your rule than it is under mine. That was the reason he came, to lead us to the truth, his word, that we might be free in him. Free to be ourselves and still be loved. Free to give ourselves away and still have a lot left to share with others. Because that's the truth of the Word of God. For what were you born? And for what did you come in the world to be? Let us pray. Oh, gracious Father, we seek your truth, and yet it scares us at the same time, because we like thinking that we're in charge, that we're in control, that we make the decisions, that we call the shots. And at some point in life, we're going to realize we own nothing and have no power unless it's grounded in you. I pray this morning that it's not too late for us gathered here to learn that truth, so that we can live the rest of our lives in the fullness of your love, that we can surrender our authority to the authority of Christ the King, and under his rule have the greatest freedom possible in this world, a freedom that will not only last a lifetime, but will last throughout eternity in Christ Jesus. Speak to us your truth, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.